U.S. President Donald Trump is in Britain for a visit that includes meeting the royal family, a state dinner, and talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. He and First Lady Melania Trump were welcomed on the grand lawn of Buckingham Palace by Britain's Queen Elizabeth, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
To the sounds of gun salutes, Donald Trump and his wife Melania were greeted at Buckingham Palace by the Queen and inspected by the Guard of Honour, worn by the Grenadier Guards, wearing the traditional bearskin hats. The gun salute accompanying an official visit is one of the highest honours Britain can bestow on a foreign leader. The ceremony took place under clear blue skies on the spacious garden next to the 775-room palace. That's the official residence of the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Trump's visit comes as Britain is in the midst of political turmoil. Prime Minister May announced last month she would be resigning after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her and told reporters late Sunday he may meet with Johnson and pro-Brexit politician Nigel Farage while he is in London. President Trump is demanding that Syria, Russia, and Iran stop bombing the hell out of Idlib province in Syria. Trump said in a late Sunday tweet that the bombings are indiscriminately killing many innocent civilians. Idlib, along the Turkish border, is the last major part of Syria still controlled by rebels trying to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Rebels and their family, who surrendered in other parts of Syria under the threat of a bloody offensive, have crowded into Idlib looking for safety. The rebels have so far refused to give up. This is VOA News. Heavy gunfire has erupted in Sudan's capital as security forces close off streets and attempt to clear protesters from a two-month sit-in calling for democracy, say activists. Sudan's Doctors Association says at least 9 people were killed and many critically injured. The casualties came after gunfire erupted early Monday morning in Khartoum, as protesters say security forces attempted to clear their almost two-month sit-in around military headquarters. The Sudanese Professionals Association, the main protest group, accused the military of staging a coup against them and vowed more protests and nationwide strikes. Protester Mohamed Abbas is a member of the SPA.
This
is a massacre executed by the military council, he says. They lost their patience after 53 days, says Abbas, showing that it's a coup. This is a massacre executed by the transitional military council with planning from the camps opposing the nation's revolution, he says. Thousands of protesters responded Monday by blocking roads and burning tires in parts of the capital. The White House says President Trump is serious about slapping tariffs on Mexican imports in a dispute over illegal immigration. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he expects President Trump to slap at least 5% tariffs on Mexican imports beginning June 10th.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border. This is not the first time I'm on your program talking about what's happening on the Mexican-U.S. border. We've been talking about it for months.
Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday, but Republican Senator John Kennedy, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says he doubts President Trump will take action.
If he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
Mulvaney says American consumers would have other buying options should the tariffs increase the prices of Mexican imports. Mike Hempen, Washington.
NATO is ready to welcome North Macedonia as its 30th member after the country ended a decades-long dispute with Greece, Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Monday. Stoltenberg spoke after meeting the country's top leaders in the capital, Skopje, on the last day of a two-day visit accompanied by 29 ambassadors to the alliance's top decision-making body, the North Atlantic Council. In February, Skopje signed a protocol that could see the former Yugoslav Republic become the alliance's 30th member if the move is ratified by all 29 NATO allies. 14 have ratified so far. The signing was made possible after Skopje and Athens settled a decades-old dispute through a compromise that changed Macedonia's name to the Republic of North Macedonia, allaying Greek fears of any claim to its region of Macedonia. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA, all the hits and more.